This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And now let's go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, and that is Saints primary defensive line coach Brian Young. How you doing, coach?
I'm good, bud. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And so, ninth season as a coach, you played for the Saints. You've been with the organization since 04. Now, I get it, man. The end result is wins and losses. That's it. I get it. But if I'd have told you before the game, you guys would get 8 sacks and 6 quarterback hits and not, you know, Jaden rushing the football, but Brian Robinson, you know, not much. I mean, you probably would have taken that, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I had no idea. Listen, that was not even the game plan. I was surprised when I saw we had that many sacks, to be honest with you.
Now, Brian, do you ever, you know, I know they know you played in the NFL. But they know, like when you talk with them, do you tell them I had 3 sacks in one game? Did they know that? Or you know, I guess they could Google that and find that out. That's what I remember. Every time I think of you, I was like, oh, all I know is Sean Payton's first game in Cleveland. Brian Young had 3 sacks. That don't happen by accident. How many people in the world in the NFL could say they had 3 sacks in a real game?
Look, man, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, man. Listen, I was not a great pass rusher. I kind of got lucky sometimes. I was more of an effort rusher, different than some of the guys that we got on our team. These guys know how to rush a passer. Look, man, like, yeah, I had 3 sacks in that one game. I mean, I think I had, 15 in my career. I didn't get a lot of opportunities to rush a passer because the coaches knew I wasn't a great pass rusher. Like I said, I did my job, and that was about it. But these guys that we've got right now, like with Brissy and Cam inside, and, you know, with Chase off the edge, I mean, these guys know how to rush the passer, and they've done a hell of a job. And like I said, I was shocked the other night when we had 8 sacks at the end of that game. I did not see that coming because we knew we were going to get a lot of double chip protections, and you know, so we just knew that there was going to be – our biggest thing was to try to keep this guy in the pocket so we didn't let him beat us with his legs, which I thought they did a pretty good job of on top of the 8 sacks.
Well, you know, some fans came up to him and they go, well, Bobby, it looks like Peyton Turner's playing now. And you always say, oh, if he plays, he's going to be productive. And he was a flash in the pan, but I don't know. It seems like Peyton Turner hasn't, I don't, you know, it's not just sacks, but, you know, you look, you know, he ended up having like 3 total tackles, which is 3 assists. But Peyton Turner, you know, whenever you got those first round defensive ends, you want him maybe to mature more along the lines of Carl Granderson. As far as production, what's your take on Peyton Turner, where he's at? Because at least he's playing, where in the past, you know, kind of like dealing with Davenport, man, just play. We need you to play.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he's, you know, early on in his career, you know, he had a lot of injuries early on, and so he's finally healthy. And look, man, he's doing a good job. He's busting his butt. And look, he wants to get out there more. You know, we're trying to get him out there as much as we can. And like I said, we're going to try to continue to increase his reps, you know, the more consistency he's playing. And like I said, he's done a really good job. I thought last week he played really well in the run game, and he had a couple of nice rushes on the inside when we were able to get him out there. But, you know, everybody wants to rush the passer, and so when you got guys like right now, we got two edge guys that are rushing really well off the edge. Like I said, Brissett and Cam's done a great job, and so you got to sprinkle in guys when you can. You know, we've been in some close games and some tight games, and so you know you want to make sure you got your, you know, your best guys that are out there at that time to be able to try to get these wins going. And so that's kind of been where the situation's been. It hasn't been as much about what he can't do; it's just more about the situations we've been in and we put ourselves in. And so we're trying to win these games, and so you try to get your best guys out there whenever you can. And so, but he's done a great job. Like I said, he busts his butt in practice. Like I said, he's starting to play the run a little bit better for us. And so, you know, he's doing well now that he's actually finally able to stay healthy this year for us.
And, Coach, you got to believe it's the same for Tano Passanio. I mean, he's been close. I know he's been back practicing, but we've been watching this guy on the sidelines working out just by himself in Irvine this whole season. I mean, he's got to be just itching to get back into the game because that rehab stuff, mate, you know, it is brutal.
Yeah, no, he is. He's ready to go, man. It's hard to work hard, and he has, like I said, and to deal with what he dealt with, you know, right before the season got going. And so, but he's been out there every day. Like I said, I've been doing drills with him. He was with the trainers the whole time. You know, he's worked with Reggie a ton, and Reggie's been with the D-line for years, so he knows a lot of our terminology and a lot of the drills that we do, and he's put Tano through those drills. And like, you get out there right now, you know, we're an individual, and I mean, he's got teach tape out there. Like, it's like he hasn't missed a beat. And so, yeah, he's ready to go and get rolling this week. And, it's going to be good to get him back. Like I said, he was definitely one of our better interior rushers at the end of last year. And like I said, he's big, he's long, he's strong. I mean, you can't build a better football player when you look at this guy. I mean, he's 295 pounds. He's like 3% body fat. It's crazy.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Now, Coach Young, how do you go about, because you had the whole practice, and so let's say you know, you're working on scout team, not working on, but just giving them a look, scout team defense. What's your involvement like with, like, Kendall Vickers? You look, a practice squad guy, three-year guy, a veteran out of Tennessee. You look at Ryder Anderson, a couple of years out of Indiana Hoosiers. So is it something that you're telling them to work on their technique, or do when you're running the scout team to give the offense a look, like how the Packers are going to look? So what approach do you take? Are they going through the motions, or are you telling them to work on different things to try and better their skill, even though they're running scout team?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, like I've always told you guys, I mean, look, everything you do out there is muscle memory. You're trying to build muscle memory. So when you're out there playing, you don't have to think. You just react and you do what you're supposed to do. And so, like, when you're out there on the scout team, you know, I always tell these guys, hey, look, man, you got to go hard. You got to come out of your hips. You got to learn to strike blocks the right way. You got to do those things in order to build that muscle memory, because if you're not building good muscle memory, you're building bad muscle memory. And so now there's going to be certain times where, like I said, the offense needs a certain look, or they need you to do certain things. And if they do, then that's what you do. But whenever you're out there just going, I mean, you need to work on the things that we're trying to get you to do, if, as long as it doesn't, you know, contradict what they're wanting you to do for what they're going to see that week on offense.
So, Coach, I was curious in doing some of the research, and, you know, give credit where credit is due. I was reading the Mike Triplett article from New Orleans Football, and he was talking about that you had, since 07, 23 knee surgeries. Now, this was a November article, so I'm hoping there's no update there. Man, that's unbelievable. Same knee.
Yeah, no one's in sight anytime soon on the knee.
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, it's doing well. I mean, like I said, you know, it's still a little stiff, but I mean, as far as like, I mean, I train on it, I work out on it, I do CrossFit on it. The only thing I don't do is I don't run anymore on it. But I mean, I'll do box jumps, I'll do jump rope, I squat, I do everything else. So it's been good, you know, because, I mean, I sat on my butt for like 10 years because I couldn't do anything. And so after I finally had the knee replacement, you know, I just talked with the doctor and said, look, I'm gonna start training again, and I'm going to push it until it hurts. And if it hurts, I'll back off. And so that's kind of what I've done, and it's held up well, and it's doing good.
We're good.
Now, Coach Young, looking at your career, and I'm always intrigued with players. I look at Carl Grandison, you know, from Sacramento. He ends up at Wyoming. What is your background? How do you end up at UTEP to be a minor? You know, University of Texas, El Paso. Yeah, how did that come about?
So my dad was in the military, and so we actually got stationed in El Paso. My dad went to the Sergeant Major's Academy there when I was in the second half of my seventh grade year. And so, like I said, we moved around a bunch, you know, when I was growing up. And so my dad knew I wanted to play football. Well, we lived in Germany a lot when I was younger, and at that time they didn't have, you know, football until you got to high school. And so I never really played outside of 2 years of Pee Wee League. I really didn't play any football. And so when we got back to the States, my dad graduated from the Sergeant Major's Academy, and they offered him to stay on as an instructor. And since he knew I wanted to play football, he decided to stay there and take a job there, so I didn't have to move anymore for a while. And then I went through, spent the rest of my time there all the way through college. I ended up staying there and going to UTEP after high school.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Understand you had an extra day this week before heading up to Green Bay. You know, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. And thanks for spending some time with us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys.